The legacy you leave. We all have the opportunity to leave behind a meaningful legacy. Among other ways, you might consider yourself a mentor to someone younger. Many of you have had a particular hard-won wisdom that you've gleaned through consciously processing the experiences of your lives. Ask yourself, what are you going to do with that wisdom? We all have unique gifts of one kind or another that we can share and pass on. What are yours? The legacy you leave might be a vast collection of art, yours or someone else's, or that great novel you wrote, or the legacy you leave might be as simple and profound as passing on your personal story or treasures. Writer Martha McPhee described her grandmother this way. Her house was her art, a monument to her life. Each treasure revealed a portion of her biography. She was determined that I know her stories, as if by learning them I'd carry her legacy forward, assuring her a certain immortality. Through our actions today, we create a new image of aging for generations to come. We can show them that age can be free and joyous, that it's possible to live with pain and loss, that it's important to say what we really think and feel. We can inspire them by showing them that we know who we are, that we know more than we ever knew we would, that we're not afraid of what people think of us as we move with wonder into an unknown future. In this moment in time, we're helping to shape the future of aging for every generation of women that follows after us. The developmental task of the second half of life has to do with concern for and commitment to the well-being of those future generations. In other words, creativity that lasts. We have opportunities to be what I would call generative in many different ways as parents and grandparents, teachers, or even their assistants, mentors, leaders, friends, neighbors, volunteers. Giving birth to a child is perhaps the most fundamental form of generativity, but you can also give birth to many different things, like starting a business, to writing a poem, to painting a work of art, to coming up with a new solution to an old problem. Caring for the next generation by setting an example of how to live your later years. Travelers on this road develop the virtue of caring, which paves the way to a rewarding second half of life. This valuable quality focuses on concern for others beyond the immediate family. It demonstrates practical concern for the younger generations and the quality of both social and environmental conditions that we are passing on to them. Now, caring can also be expressed through the development of thoughtful products, careful systems, quality literature, insightful art, concern for the planet's well-being. Caring about the well-being of future generations helps us to avoid the pitfalls of the other road, the road that leads to, self-absorption and stagnation, which is a negative path that tempts us into an ever-increasing concern with only ourselves. If you only care for and about yourself, you will eventually feel more and more irrelevant as your world and sense of self begins to shrink. Eventually, despair, meaningless, and helplessness will dominate your daily life and your relationships. The choice to practice healthy caring in the second half of life expands our essential nature. You learn to accept yourself with honesty, patience, and warmth. You fall in love with the beautiful child you once were. And you enlarge the boundaries of your heart. Health and happiness in your mature adult years depends on how you see the future and what you do to bring about the kind of future you'd like to see. Generativity takes you beyond the short-term gains of daily life and orients you to the long run. Now, tell me, what do you imagine when you envision the good that will outlive you? Simplify your life by taking time to reflect and gain insight. Learn to care for yourself in healthier ways. Clear away the clutter and confusion. Set healthy limits for yourself. Appreciate that you have a spiritual nature that can assist you in evolving. Envision the effect you can have to make the world better for yourself, your friends, and your families. Imagine living in a way where you are sensitized to the sacredness of your life on this earth. In the final exercises in my book, The Next 50 Years, A Guide for Women at Midlife and Beyond, I ask the reader to write a letter to the future generations of women. And here's how I approached that exercise. I wrote a letter to future generations, and I said, "Dear future generations of women, my wish for you is that you learn from my mistakes, from our mistakes as a culture that still fosters violence and discrimination. My wish for you is that as you inherit the earth, you will care for her better than we did. That you will find alternate sources of power that have less to do with raping Mother Earth. My wish for you is that you not measure your value and beauty by our current standards. May you embrace your uniqueness and gifts and creativity sooner in your life and not have to wait as long as I did to find and celebrate them. May you not depend on a man or the media or anyone else for that matter to define you and make you whole. May your journey be soft, open, and fearless. May you give more than you take, create more than you destroy, and may you honor the women who have gone before you and who have paved the way for you to become more than we could have imagined for ourselves." I once read an African proverb that said, "The world was not left to us by our parents. It was lent to us by our children. What survives you are the world's children. Imagine them awaiting your wisdom, wondering how they will embrace and celebrate their own next 50 years. They are innocent. They're dependent on your ability to share what you have learned. Future women look to you with hope. It's now your turn to write a legacy on the doorposts to the future." The Next 50 Years, Inspirations for Women at Midlife and Beyond, was written by Pamela D. Blair and produced by Larry Gardner. The book entitled The Next 50 Years, A Guide for Women at Midlife and Beyond, is available from Hampton Roads Publishing or at your local bookstore. Additional copies of this CD are available at www.pamblair.com. Thanks for listening.